Welcome to the Fanboy Factor Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going, man?
I'm doing awesome now. Very happy.
Why is that?
I just read, and like 5 minutes before we started, that it's the official news that Daredevil has been picked up for season two.
Oh, my God, that's a shock.
It's cool that it is.
Did they give any specifics or just that it was picked up for another season?
It was picked up for another season. It's going to premiere in 2016.
Wow.
So looks like what we're talking about, I was wrong. Looks like I was wrong about the timeline and stuff about this coming out.
Right, because we thought that they were going to go bang, bang, bang through all the shows and come back to Daredevil.
Yeah, so yeah, I was thinking about end of 2017, probably beginning of 2018, but now they're talking 2016.
Wow, that's awesome.
I know. And it's got two new showrunners, Doug Petrie, who was Buffy the Vampire Slayer and American Horror Story.
Okay.
Marco Ramirez of Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, wow. Nice. Yeah.
Nothing else has really been, really said about it.
Did they say, they didn't say when in 2016?
No, just says it will premiere in 2016.
Okay, it's good enough, man. That is good news. I mean, I wasn't being a dick or anything. Daredevil was so good. It's awesome news.
It's just the copy of the description is just the same one for the current show.
Okay.
Because it's got Vondi Curtis Hall, who plays Ben York, who ends up dying.
Yeah.
Listed in here, but.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're not going to see him.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. And the fact we're getting it sooner than I thought we'd be is really cool.
Is even better.
Yeah.
I even got my folks watching that. I talked about it enough that they're watching it, so.
I got a lot of people started, but I talked it up, and I got a couple of people interested in watching it.
Yeah, we could spend another show talking about it.
Yeah. But we got bigger stuff to tackle this week.
Yeah, so Monday, which was yesterday, the 20th, the WB Warner Brothers finally released, they released in IMAX the Batman vs. Superman trailer.
Right.
But prior to that, it was leaked on the internet. I think we covered this last week, or did we?
No, we didn't talk about
it. Okay, all right. So last week, it was leaked onto the internet, right?
Bad copy.
Shaky cam footage.
Yep.
It was in Portuguese, subtitled in Portuguese. I think everybody knows at this point.
Right.
It wasn't a good trailer, and I don't know if you watched it. I watched it, and I totally regret watching it. And then I guess they decided to drop it on the internet the next day, a full HD copy of it.
Right.
And while still planning to release it in movie theaters and IMAX, trailer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zack Snyder was actually the one who released it.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. Warner had very little to do with it because I still have yet to get anything from Warner officially saying it's been dropped.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. Okay.
So Snyder's the one who released it.
So on Monday,
mm-hmm.
courtesy of Brian, I got to see the official trailer in IMAX.
Right.
Now, you've watched the trailer, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty the IMAX trailer is pretty much the same thing except for a few seconds at the end. You just want to talk about the trailer and then we'll get to that part?
Yeah, I mean, might as well. For me, it's a Zack Snyder film.
Yeah.
And I am I was unimpressed.
Yeah.
It's, I understand what they're trying to do. It's, you got a man who, it's always been that thing about, people looking at the Superman as a god.
Yes.
And I get that, and I can appreciate that, then you got Batman being the mortal, wanting to take him down, and you can definitely see there's a lot of heavy, not just the suit, but you see him standing on top of that tower with the rifle,
Yeah.
Same type of rifle that he had in issue one of Dark Knight Returns.
It's a lot of the imagery that they've shown in that trailer is right from the Dark Knight Returns.
Right. And, you know, I don't have a problem with that. We didn't see any of the guest stars and stuff because it is a teaser trailer, so they're just focusing on the two people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's... Yeah, Superman obviously is this Christ figure. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, follow him. You see this army with, you know, instead of swastikas, they got the Superman logo on and bow to him and stuff.
It's weird, isn't it?
But yeah, I've seen this before in comics.
Okay.
You know where you know and you know he's uncomfortable with it. You know people. You know there have been multiple stories throughout the years. You know. In modern times, like 90s and up, about Superman being kind of a cult-like status.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that. But my problem?
Yeah.
Again, it's Snyder. It's the visuals. It's too freaking dark.
Yeah.
And this
it's
is the...
not dark in tone.
No.
But dark, visually dark.
Visually, cinematography... Yes. This, you know, this was the HD trailer, and it's just fucking dark.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it trying to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Especially that opening sequence. There's a lot of things that go on in the opening sequence.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize at the time there's multiple people talking. There's a monologue, a voiceover. And I thought it was one person speaking the whole time, but apparently it's multiple people. So that's a little confusing.
Yeah. I did recognize Holly Hunter, who was announced for the cast, so I did hear
her. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Somebody was saying that Neil Tyson Degrassi, whatever his name is.
Yeah, he was in that, too.
He was in it as well. Somebody also said that Jesse Eisenberg, as Luther, was in there somewhere.
I mean, he could be. I didn't reckon. Like I said, the only two I recognize, obviously, Neil Tyson, because it's just... Scientist is now pretty much a rock star.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of
the point. Hey, good for him. I mean, it makes sense, astrophysics and...
Right. But the point is, getting back to what you were saying, is that... And this is... I'm not just speaking of the leak trailer, but of the HD trailer. It's hard to differentiate the voices. And then the tone of the opening, it's dark, and you're really having a hard time seeing what they're showing.
Yeah, and like you said, HD version. Clear as day. It's just like everything is so fucking dark. And yeah, again, not tone. Cinematography is just like, it's lit crappy.
Yeah. It's weird. So let me ask you this. Do you think that, did you watch the leaked trailer?
I watched the leaked trailer first.
Okay.
Then, you know, I still wasn't impressed.
Yeah.
Then I saw... the HD trailer, and still, I think that pissed me off more than anything because.
Okay, I was going to ask you if the leaked trailer ruined I don't even know why I'm asking this because I know what the answer is. The leaked trailer ruined the real trailer for it.
Other than the shaking cam, the lighting is very close.
Yeah. Okay.
It didn't do anything for me, and. I think the other thing that pissed me off is everybody bashes Bale for his Batman voice, and then you hear Affleck talk, and I'm like, it's pretty much fucking Bale.
Well, let me ask you something. Did we get confirmation that that is actually him talking? Because it doesn't, at least in that scene, it doesn't look like he's talking.
Well, neither one of them are talking.
So...
But it can't be Superman talking like that.
No, I'm guessing that it is. I didn't have a problem with, getting back to what you were saying, I don't have a problem with his voice. It was modulated in some way. I liked it better than Bale's voice. Because Bale was just way over the top. And the modulation of the voice didn't bother me so much. It's kind of like what they do on Arrow.
Yeah, I guess so.
It didn't bother me so much. But Bale, I don't know. He was trying too hard.
Yeah, but they also computerized his voice too in the last two movies. They overmodulated his voice. It wasn't really Bale. But it's just, I'm not impressed.
Yeah. So, I like you. I'm not a big fan of Zack Snyder myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't so much, you know, have as much problem as you do. But we all have our shticks.
Yeah.
You know, I have a problem with Jared Leto, but that's another story.
Yes.
So, I think for me, I wish I didn't watch the leak trailer, because I think it really ruined the HD trailer for me. Now, I think you and I are on the same page about this movie in general, maybe for different reasons, not even for really different reasons. We just don't, you and I just don't have a lot of faith in this movie.
No, it's just,
that's pretty comfortable saying.
There's nothing wrong with having a dark overtone. There's nothing wrong with, Nolan's Batman series was a dark film.
Yeah.
Daredevil was a dark film.
Yeah.
The TV show. But the thing is the lighting is more realistic and not stylized dark.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. It's like it's trying to be hard, trying too hard.
Certain things are it's like looking at a black and one of these wedding pictures where it's black and white, but someone's holding a rose, like a rose. Yeah, where the one thing's like colorized.
Ugh, I can't stand those things.
That's pretty much what I felt with this. It's like, okay, you underlit everything, then digitally enhanced other things. It's just, it's like, shoot it straight, you fuck ass.
You know what? Before we leave this topic, I know we're not leaving yet, but remind me, I want to talk about the costumes and the lighting of the costumes. So if you can remember that, remember that.
Yeah, because, well, there's, you know, I'm not too sure if you saw the, they did release a, I guess he's a basketball star.
Yeah.
And he got to begin the Batmobile.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
There's a picture on the internet of three costumes sitting on top of stands.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, even that's lit fucking
hard. Well, that's right. That was my point. I wanted to say to you, why can't they fucking light these things right? It's terrible. It's a terrible fucking picture.
I mean, it's just like, I'm looking at this like, seriously? You still can't light it correctly?
Yeah, awful. But wait, let's we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
So, okay, so I see the teaser trailer. It ruins the HD trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I get to see the IMAX trailer. And here's the thing that... In this case, since it's already been leaked and WB, Warner Brothers, has this whole thing planned out where they're going to show this trailer in IMAX, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't at this point. They have the shaky cam trailer. I've been going around in my head how they could have avoided all this. I guess there's no real answer.
No, there is no real answer.
It just got leaked, but whatever. So, blah, blah, blah. So the trailer that was shown was pretty much... frame by frame, the same one in IMAX as it is in that was released on the internet, which you said was released by Zach.
Actually, there is a way they could have avoided this.
How's that?
You do it all you do it globally all at the same time.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I was thinking that they again, going back to the trying too hard, they were trying too hard to make this into an event.
Yeah.
Whether it's the movie itself or this trailer, like... because they went out of their way to show this, it gave them too much of an opportunity for this thing to get leaked.
It's funny because this is Marvel, when it came to Guardians of the Galaxy, they didn't do an IMAX trailer. What they did is they had an entire scene.
Yeah.
And again, it was global. It was a global event.
Mm-hmm.
Where you saw a scene, you saw the breakout scene.
Yeah.
In advance.
Right.
And then they cut into an extended trailer.
Right.
That's, again, Marvel's doing it right. DC's
they just, of all the things to not copy from Marvel, they're not copying that.
They never copy anything. It's like, and, you know, I'm sorry. It's just, and then it's, and so many people are just defending it, you know, left and right. I'm like, oh my God, you were so blind.
What, defending the trailer?
Defending the trailer, just like, oh, it's Superman and blah, 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 blah. You just don't like it because blah, blah. And I'm like, no. Zack Snyder is a horrible filmmaker. He's a crappy cinematographer.
The Batman part, I don't think I have a problem with. It seems just from the tone of the trailer and all the pictures I've seen. I don't have a problem with Ben Affleck. It seems like they have Batman. I still don't think they have Superman. I know they don't have Superman. It's not, the tone of Superman isn't right.
I can kind of get behind that.
But what was, not that I'm wavering about this movie now, but what kind of changed my mind a smidge about this movie was at the very end of the trailer in IMAX, there's a scene,
mm-hmm.
You know how the trailer ends, it shows you the logo.
Right.
Okay, well, the logo comes up just like it does in the trailer. And then there's a shot of Superman's face. And he's like, he's about to take off. And then they cut to Superman. It's a long shot of Superman and Batman charging at each other in that abandoned warehouse, wherever they are. Now, Batman's in that suit, you know, his Dark Knight, you know, powered by the city suit. And they're charging at each other. It's a really cool scene, but it is the shortest goddamn scene in the history of scenes. And Zach came on after it and said that little bit wasn't going to be shown anywhere else, only in that theater. So it was a cool scene.
It was
definitely a cool scene.
So you have a man who can fly around the Earth at a moment's notice, running at the same speed as a normal human being.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I took my brother, and I turned to him and I said, the way that they are charging at each other, Batman's in that big-ass armored suit. There's no way he can run that fast.
No.
But whatever. It was visually, it was an insane.
I guess it's kind of like that scene from what we've seen from the Avengers trailer where they're all, like, in the snow line, you know, in that line.
It's one of those type of scenes to get, it's a visceral kind of feeling.
Yeah.
You've seen it in all the trailers.
But that shit just takes me out of the moment. I know, it's just, I'd rather have the realism.
That was there. They also had, they released the movie posters, the character movie posters.
Right.
What do you think of those?
The so-called propaganda posters or what?
Yes. It's being not crazy to. About those either.
God. I feel like it was this Team Edward or Team Jacob or whatever the hell it is.
Yes, that's exactly what it feels like. I don't know. I don't want to be like this. You know, I want to like this movie. I'm just not getting good vibes, man.
I just can't help it. I don't like Snyder. I really don't. I've tried, and I try, and I try, but it's just like... And now the fact that they're building the entire universe around him...
I was just going to say, and they are using him as the...
And he wants, you know, now we got Jared Leto's Joker is going to be looking like the Dark Knight one. I'm like...
Why didn't they just make the Dark Knight movie then?
Yeah, it's
but
just
that's
like,
what's really, and I don't have a problem with that. I go see that movie. Make that movie.
But I don't want to see the Joker in a white suit. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't.
You know, what can I tell you? Ledger kind of ruined it. It ruined the Joker for me. Yeah. Fucking Cesar Romero ruined the Joker for me. All right, it's just.
He definitely does look like that image from Dark Knight. And they are borrowing so much imagery from it. We've already said it.
Mm-hmm.
From the Dark Knight that, I don't know.
I'm not happy.
Which brings us to the costumes. So, like you said earlier, there's just pictures of the costumes out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because it came out, 2 days ago, a couple days ago. I purposely didn't say anything to you. I was about to because I know they are horribly, horribly lit.
Yes.
I don't know if I think they're lit from underneath. It's just.
But it does.
Oh,
look,
my God.
It does look like Batman. It's a gray bodysuit with a black cowl and gloves and boots.
His suit looks the best. But it's got this.
I don't know. I like Wonder Woman's look. This one's a little. I mean, even though it's still lit horribly, at
you
least
get a little
you can
bit
see,
of feeling of the color.
Yeah, you can actually see the blue in the skirt. The Amazonian, you know, Greek warrior feel to the suit. I do like that, but again, lit crappily.
Yeah, it is. God damn, man! Just let's see some. Pictures of these goddamn suits.
I know.
What I don't like about Batman is it's got this textured, I don't want to say distressed, but this distressed look in it.
Well, you know, like I said, when I posted the picture, somebody posted it, it's just like, it's bubble wrap Superman versus duct tape, man. That's what it fucking looks like. Superman looks like bubble wrap. Batman looks like fucking duct tape. God awful.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about it all. I know you're not sold.
I'm not sold.
I want to be sold. I want to like this movie. I just hope now that we're getting closer, maybe now that that one's out of the way, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, let's talk about another trailer.
Let's talk about trailers that don't suck.
Yeah, no, this, I wanted to ask you if, and I don't think it did, but for me, maybe it did, if the Star Wars Force Awakens trailer helped in ruining Batman vs. Superman trailer for you.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I compartmentalize
things. Okay. We also got
a couple other trailers, so it's just like, no, it didn't ruin it for me at all.
I feel like for me, it did a little bit. Only because it's Star Wars was such a great trailer, and it was like everything right about making a movie.
Yeah.
And it's just part of me feels like it was just really bad timing on Warner Brothers' part that trailer, Batman vs. Superman, right after that Star Wars. It's like, I know they're way different movies. You're right. It should be able to separate, I don't know. So anyway, what'd you think of that Force Awakens trailer?
Blown away.
Yeah.
It was good. One thing that did bother me is just like they showed the, I can't think of the character's name, the black stormtrooper.
Yes.
In a Death Star-like thing. And again, he takes off the helmet and he's sweating like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, I'm starting to think it's just like, are these suits really that hot?
Maybe they are.
Is there bad ventilation in it? Seriously, when it started, I didn't realize it was Luke Hamill's voice.
Yeah.
The doing the narration. And that just blew me away. And then, of course, the last scene.
Yeah. What?
But everything in the middle is just like, it just looks awesome.
I didn't, when I first watched it, I didn't realize it was Mark either.
Yeah.
And then when I listen to it again, then you can hear, I'm so used to hearing his voice as the Joker at this point. When he doesn't have that, it's kind of, and his voice was a little modulated as well. They had some shit going on underneath.
Still, it what I saw, I felt like a kid again. It was just like, Star Wars, Star Wars, Mom!
It definitely was Star Wars. It was through and through, man. And then that scene with the two of them, it's, you know, I felt like you would never see that guy, Han Solo, on screen again.
I know.
And it was just really cool.
I heard Lucas wasn't that impressed.
Well, listen, whatever. He's got no room to talk.
Screw him. He gave us Jar Jar Binks.
No room to talk.
He gave us Jar Jar Binks and emo Darth, so shut up.
Just take your money and enjoy.
Yes.
Take your money and walk away.
But that trailer was just, that was phenomenal. I mean, I cannot wait. Still really don't know what the hell's going on, but you know what? That's okay.
No, but
I don't care. I just, you know, some of my favorite characters are back. That's all that matters to me. And yet it's just, even though it's set in the future and this bunch of new characters, it still just breathes Star Wars.
Yeah. But let's compare it to Batman vs. Superman. We don't know a lot about either movie. And just,
I feel like we got a better idea of a plot from the Batman Superman thing.
Yeah.
That entire God, you know, Jesus Messiah type complex, it's, you know, was bound to happen.
That really bothers me, man. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Superman is the light. And for them to be,
I really hate to say this, but I really see some Christian groups getting up in fucking arms. And I'm not just talking about the Westboro Baptist Church. I really see some fucking, you know, religious nutbags really getting up in arms about this.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there was some bitching about it.
There's too many fucking ignorant people.
I just can't see where they go from. Somebody asked me who I think wins that fight. I mean, honestly, like you said earlier, I don't care what Batman's got on. He does not beat Superman at all.
But they go through this. What's going to happen? They're going to take down another city and then become friends in the Justice League? Well,
okay, so that's the point. The way I see it is it's going to be like a wrestling match where one guy gets on top, the other guy gets on top, and I think it'll end up in a draw or something's going to happen.
This is where Wonder Woman will probably step in.
Yes, that's what I think as well. We'll say, separate the two morons and say, you guys are acting like assholes, or Lex does something that makes the two of them. I don't know, but
no, I see Lex. Really, I don't know. I see Lex manipulating events to have this happen.
Okay, that works as well for me too. But there's got to be. They are building up this battle between the two of them so much. How are they going to step away from it? And like you said, invent the Justice League.
Yeah, shake hands.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you almost killed me with that fucking kryptonite ring. Oh, big deal. We're friends.
I'm sorry.
Put your head off with that stupid helmet on. Ah, big deal.
I didn't mean to break all your bones.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. Let's hug.
And that has been my problem with this movie so far, is that they're taking, getting back to Dark Knight Returns, they're taking that all out of context. Sure, that battle was a great battle, but they had all that history between the two of them.
Right.
And they were brought to this moment in time through the decision that they made, but it's the history between the two of them that makes that battle what it is.
Exactly.
And Clark, obviously not Clark, Bruce chooses to end that battle, quote unquote, lose the battle, but he really wins the battle.
Yeah.
By losing it. And I just don't see that kind of thing happening here.
No.
So again, they're taking from the Dark Knight Returns, but they're not, I don't know, whatever. Let's get off this fucking topic.
Let's
talk about Daredevil again.
Let's talk about the controversial trailer that has a lot of people up in fucking arms.
What's that?
Fantastic Four.
Yeah, what's people's beef?
Again, Black Johnny Storm.
Are there people really still...
Oh my God, I got into it a two-day argument with these ignorant idiots. It's like, oh, there has to be some kind of exponent. Oh, he's supposed to be white. And then I got people posting, like, Shia LaBeouf as Power Man. I'm like... And people was like, well, it needs to be explained. I'm like, yeah, they said it. Dr. Storm, the older one, says, a black man says, yes, my daughter. And then you see Sue say, yes, my brother, and there's Michael B. Jordan. It's explained. What else do you need, people? This is 2015. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I don't. Actually, after I saw it, it was pretty cool. Anytime that flame horn thing is awesome.
Yeah, it's just the effects I thought were good.
Except for the thing.
Yeah, I'm still not 100% sold on that.
Yeah.
I mean, people were, you know, this is the problem, is too much shit was revealed, you know, released about Doom being a blogger, but the thing is just, man, a lot of people are just also complaining that, you know, they aren't flying into space and stuff, but
we are too advanced at this point for them just to fly into space and get radiated by gamma rays.
Yeah.
We know too much about science at this point.
But the thing is, this plot is taken from the Ultimate version.
Oh, it is?
It's adapted from the Ultimate Comics version.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's just... Mark Millar wrote the Ultimate Spider-Man, Ultimate Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
And then he was the consultant on this project.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So they went into something that... In the comics, they go into something called N-Space.
Yeah.
And something, you know, because they go there, something happens, they end up gaining the powers. That's what looks like happens here.
Well, it kind of makes sense, again, as opposed to going into space and being, I don't know if it's gamma rays or not, but that's always their go-to thing, being radiated by gamma rays.
Yeah, but that, you know, that was in the 60s when the space race
was a thing. Right.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't look as bad as people were making it seem to be. And, yeah, I was a naysayer, too. I admit it. And, yes, the recordings are there. knocking it. But I saw this trailer, and I want to see it.
I'm backpedaling a little bit, too. I was going to go see it one way or the other.
Yeah.
But it definitely does not look as bad as... you know, we had thought or had heard, and maybe this is why we should oftentimes keep our mouth shut when we talk about this stuff, including Batman vs. Superman, but that's why we do what we do, because we like to do this shit.
But the fucking Marvelites, I got damn tired of them hearing of this, how this isn't true to the comic book, that only Marvel films are, and I'm like, oh, really? well...
Yeah, and that's not true at all.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, where was Ant-Man in the formation of the Avengers? Where was the Wasp? Where was, you know, why is Tony Stark in the Middle East instead of being in Vietnam? Blah, 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 right. Blah, 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 exactly. Blah, 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 blah. Don't give me that horse shit.
Yeah, you know, they got it's an adaptation.
Yeah.
You can't do straight adaptations anymore because, like you said, this most of these guys were invented in the 60s.
Yeah.
Most of them, not all of them.
Not all of them.
But, and in the 60s, we were all afraid of being irradiated by gamma rays.
Yeah, in Iron Man's case, it was the Cold War.
Right.
But, you know, Iron Man and Hulk both were Cold War heroes.
People pick and choose what they want to get annoyed at.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just so damn tired of hearing it. It's just like, well, the only way this would be good if it's a Marvel movie. Shut up.
Yeah. Well, listen. You can't even say that because everybody's all gaga over this Deadpool movie,
yeah.
Which, by the way, is a Fox
film, yeah.
Yeah. So, yes. When is Fantastic Four supposed to come out?
Summer.
This summer?
Yes, and the latest press release from Disney Consumer Products, for some reason they're not promoting any Fantastic Four stuff.
That's weird.
I wonder why.
That's queer.
Though I do have a call into them, so...
Did you really?
Yeah, actually, I did. I did make a call, and I'm waiting for a call back.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I thought you meant, like, you got a meeting coming up with them.
No. I made a call because I'm going to ask him, well, where's the Fantastic Four stuff?
Yeah.
I know it's going to piss him off, but, you know, hey, I want an answer.
I want a Daredevil action figure, man.
God.
I want a black costume Daredevil.
Yes.
Action figure.
Still am I crazy about that. It's funny.
We were talking about it last week. Who said it's going to evolve? I think we both
came. We're hoping it'll evolve.
Yeah, I think it'll evolve.
I mean, I watched the scene again.
Yeah.
The final fight sequence.
Yeah.
And honestly, that fight sequence is where things started to fall apart a little.
Really? How so?
He was doing more acrobatics and things like that in that suit than he was in the black suit.
I would agree with you, because I did say a couple times that he was showing off.
Yeah.
But I don't care, because I was digging it.
But the thing is, it's just like, he also acted more blind in the suit than he did with the mask over his face.
Yeah.
With the helmet job, he was just like looking down a lot, but when he had the mask that draped over the black costume, he was looking straight at people.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but, you know... Still doesn't ruin it for me.
No, I like that scene, and of course the hallway scene. I think are the best scenes. And
that defines the entire show. That just.
I wonder when they were filming it, they were like, "Oh God, this is." They knew that they were nailing it.
I hope so.
Let's not talk about anymore about Daredevil.
God.
Now
it's. I don't know if you saw it yet, but you know, Batman versus Robin is out.
Yes. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I watched it.
What'd you think of it? Yeah?
But now they're putting DC collectibles. The next animated film is called Deep Justice League, Gods and Monsters. And we talked about this briefly last week, where it's Bruce Timm coming back to do an animated film, and for some reason it's an Elseworlds tale.
Yeah.
Where Zod is a Spanish... is... A Latin son of... he's Zod's son, but he sounds like he was raised by a Latin family.
Superman,
yeah.
Okay.
What did I say?
He's not Jor-El's son.
No.
He's Zod's son.
Zod's son.
And he's raised by a Latin family.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Batman is Kirk Lantrum, who's the Man-Bat.
Okay.
But this time around, when he injected himself with the formula, he had... Instead of turning into a man bat, he now has more vampiric abilities.
Okay.
And then Wonder Woman is, I believe she's the daughter of Ares.
So she's not Amazonian?
No.
I don't know what to make of all this.
But here's the thing now. We're getting a line of action figures from this.
I know. I don't know what to make of all this.
I think they're not... And, you know, there's going to be comics, and it's just like...
Yeah, there's going to be like a 6-issue digital first story about it, right?
Yeah. I just think they're dumping a lot of money into this foolishly, where they could put it into other projects. I think this is a very stupid move. I don't see these action figures selling. I see these guys being peg warmers, and it's gonna backfire on them.
I wonder what it is. But this is, you could say this about anything. But what it is they see about it, because from what I've on my internet travels, you know, people are saying, well, what is the story with this? What's that? Why is she Amazon? Look, I just asked you, and I don't.
The thing is, it's just.
I don't know what to make of it.
It's the return of Bruce Timm. That's what the big press is. Okay. But of all the things Timm could return to, we get some fucking dumbass Elsie. It's not even. It's like, God, Timm, if you're going to do Elseworlds, at least pick something that's been done, that's been loved.
Yeah.
God, I'd rather see Gotham by Gaslight.
Yeah.
That would have been sick. But no, we get this piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't. When's it supposed to be coming out?
Later this year.
I don't know what to make of it. And then, like you said, when I saw the toys, it's like, it's really getting a push. And they do look like, you know, of course, I don't know why they wouldn't. The Timverse toys, I just don't.
Especially after they just canceled the, you know, the Batman versus Robin toys.
Yeah.
Those were completely canned.
Were they really?
Yeah. Not pushback. They aren't happening. Which just, you know, you got to ask. It's just like, okay, so if you're doing this. Then I go back to our tour of the, I go back to our tour during Toy Fair.
Yeah.
How they're talking about expanding on the Timverse.
Oh, shit.
I'm like thinking like, oh, God, please don't tell me this is what they were talking about.
Maybe this is what they were talking about.
And not this. Just give me Justice League Unlimited, please.
Yeah.
Not this happy horse shit.
And then not only that, like I said, the digital first comics to get the, it's a big push. Maybe it's like you said, because it's Timm. They're just giving it all this big push and thinking that his name's going to carry it.
I think it's a mistake. I really do.
Well, they've been kind of missing.
Yeah, they really have.
Like, they made movies lately.
Their animated features, like, I think the downfall is, you know, I didn't like Flashpoint Paradox. It's just, I thought it was horribly drawn, and the latest one, the crops, just like, ever since they canceled Young Justice.
Yeah.
DC Animation's taken a crapper.
Probably because there's nobody left. Yeah, well, we mentioned Jared Leto earlier.
Yeah.
God, that guy. He's really...
He really...
It's not his fault. It's everybody else. Just every time he snaps a picture, man, it runs across the internet.
I know.
He takes a crap. He goes to the bathroom, and it's announced. Oh, my God. He's taking a crap with the Joker voice. We have audio of... Never mind. I'm not going to drop it. But it was an interesting picture. Did you see it where he's looking at a camera or he's looking at his phone?
Yeah.
And it looks like he's looking at footage of himself as Joker.
And he's got the green hair, which is like way too fucking green.
Yeah, and he's got no eyebrows.
No.
That whole eyebrow-less thing is kind of creepy, man.
Yeah. I'm just...
I don't know what to make of it.
I don't either.
Big blank. We're drawing a big blank on this...
Unfortunately, that's
cinematic universe.
Yeah, well, they ain't the only ones who's fucking up the Joker either.
Well, how so?
Gotham. Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I tell you, you know, I thought in the beginning, we're talking about Gotham.
Yeah.
Saying at the beginning of next season, they're going to deal, I don't know if deal is the right word, but deal with the origin of the Joker.
Which they shouldn't do.
At all. I agree with you. And the thing about this show is, I think in the beginning, everybody was digging it, and then now it seems like the tide has turned. I'm reading more and more about people not liking it.
Good.
And I mean, it's okay. I still watch it. I like it better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I don't know about this whole Joker origin thing. I think it's the kind of thing, how they dealt with it already was good enough.
See, I liked it better when they first talked about it. It's just like, it seems like they're making this shit up as they go along. I mean,
I would agree with you. Absolutely.
When we first talked about Gotham, it was supposed to be, you know, every every week there was going to be another comedian on appearing officially in this club, and we're going to, you know, all of them could be a possibility of eventually becoming the Joker. And, you know, I will admit, you know, I think the Red Hood episode, one of the best episodes I've seen. It's in TV shows this season, I think. I thought
hands capitalize on that.
Yeah, it's just that was the Red Hood episode was just an incredible. It's just that was incredible TV. Period.
Yeah.
Not just as an episode of Gotham. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this because I hate Gotham with a passion.
Yeah.
But this episode, the Red Hood episode, I thought it was incredible. It's too bad every episode can't be like that.
Yeah. It does seem like since that point, they have been on a downward slope.
Again.
You know?
But they're already guaranteed for next year.
I know.
Pathetic.
I don't know. But by then, there'll be other shows on, so who knows?
Yeah, but are the other shows going to be any good?
That's a good question.
I mean, we got two new spinoff shows.
Oh, yeah. Well, so speaking of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. God.
Well, is this show I could see maybe being okay.
But it hasn't been. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. hasn't been picked up yet.
Oh, it still hasn't?
No. It's still considered on the bubble.
Well, they are talking about the Mockingbird spinoff.
Right. But it's Mockingbird and her ex-husband.
Oh, Lance. What is it? What's his name?
Hunter.
Yes.
Who I can't stand.
Yeah.
But they're saying it's going to be kind of like Mr. and Mrs. Smith type of thing.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I mean,
it might be okay.
I don't know. I'd rather see, you know, this is the one time. I'm usually not a comic purist, but I'd rather see her team up with Hawkeye.
Oh, well, you know, that's not going to happen. Mm. I would love to see that, but that's not going to happen.
No, Renner's not going to do TV.
Absolutely not. And they're not going to pay him to do TV either.
No. Especially not with the shit budget they have for these shows.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the embargo on Ultron is starting to lift or whatever, because there's reviews of the movie out. And not that I'm reading any, because I'm not, but I keep not reading that this is Hawkeye's movie.
Good.
So he's definitely not going to be on a TV show.
Yeah, now I'm hearing there might be rumors, and now they're reconsidering about doing a Black Widow movie.
What is the story with that?
I'm hearing it's just like, yeah, they're considering it, they're not considering it. It's just like, I just don't get them with that. It's just like let's do a female action film. Awesome idea. You have an established character. No, we're going to use somebody new.
Why would they do that? I don't understand that.
I understand them wanting to build the universe, but Ms. Marvel.
Well, they got to do Black Widow first.
Yeah, I know. But
like you said, she's established.
But Marvel Comics has been pushing Ms. Marvel for a while.
Well, that's fine. I like Ms. Marvel. Not Ms. Marvel.
Captain Marvel. Whatever.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
But I did see something about Ms. Marvel being on TV. Is that the spinoff you're talking about?
No. You're talking about the Muslim one?
Yes.
Wow. That could be a little tricky with her, the way her power base is.
Well, I saw it today. Everything's rumor and all, but that's what I read, that they're talking about bringing her to TV, but Captain Marvel, you know, I don't, a Captain Marvel movie still.
I mean, I would have no problem with a, you know, strong, I read the trade paperback of Ms. Marvel, and you know, I can understand how it could appeal to a lot of people. Me, personally, I wasn't overly impressed.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, it's just she's an Inhuman, and how I think I may have been jaded just because of that fact alone, because the way the X-Men are getting screwed and the Inhumans. And it's just like, whatever happened to the days of just either being a mutant, or just a bad science gone wrong.
There's no such thing as mutants anymore.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, you know, I mean, it's fucking Daredevil science gone wrong, too.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes.
Right,
Can we get back to those basics, please? Yeah.
No, we're not, man. Not within humans, we're not.
But I can understand, like, why it appealed. It was definitely written for younger tween females, and I applaud them for that.
Yeah.
I think they did a very well job. Great job on that. Having her Muslim culture there, I thought they did an awesome job at that. Like I said, I just couldn't relate to it. It wasn't my cup of tea. I'm not saying yay or nay. Me personally, I can't see myself buying it. Would I recommend it to someone who might be into that type of thing? Yeah, I would definitely would.
Yeah.
But it's not my cup of tea.
I think I read the first issue or two, and it was okay. Like you said, it was okay. It's just not something I can relate to. It wasn't horrible. It just wasn't...
It wasn't for you.
If it brings readers in, then it brings readers in.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But getting back to Black Widow, did you see there's some... I didn't read anything today about it, but there's some controversy that she's not on any of the merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
What are they saying?
She's not on any of the merchandise, and quite honestly, I don't understand if she wasn't on any of the merchandise for Avengers. And
is it because boys don't like girls? Is that why?
Yeah, pretty much.
What's wrong with that?
Please, Justice League stuff that sells.
Yeah.
No Wonder Woman on a lot of that stuff either. This has been going on for years. This is nothing new.
Well, I guess it's kind of good because at least people are now not becoming aware of it, but at least talking about it.
Yeah, but still, you know, unless they do something about it.
Maybe in time for the Black Widow movie in 2025.
Sure.
Listen, I have no idea if that's when it's going to happen. I just picked a number out of the air. But at this point, it could be 2025.
That was the J-Man who confirmed the...
I have no insider trade or no insider source.
But on the CW front...
Yeah.
Looks like we... Kind of, I think we got a name.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
For the spinoff. It's not going to be called Brave and the Bold, which now I can, you know, I think that's the go-to name, but at the same time, I can understand why, because I think a lot of people would just confuse it with the cartoon. You know, yeah, geeks like you and me would have no problem with it.
Yeah.
So they're calling it Legends of Tomorrow, I think. Is that the name?
I think Legends of Tomorrow, but... I think what I liked better was when I first heard it was just going to be called Legends.
Yeah.
I like that better.
But they can't call it that because there's a Sean Bean show on TNT.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah.
Shit.
That's why they can't call it Legends.
Oh, well.
That's just a copyright thing.
But, I mean, Legends is cool. It sounds good either way. But when I first saw Legends, what's-his-face had, not that he leaked it, but he must have mentioned the word Legends.
Ship.
Yes. Wesley Ship.
Wesley Ship. And it's just, it got, you know, it's, I kind of like how it's called Legends of Tomorrow, because if you think about it, this, the DC television universe is so new.
Yes.
That to call it Legends of Tomorrow is kind of like, okay, we're building up to something. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool.
And that's, no more announcements yet about who else is going to be in the cast, but it's just, I can't wait to see.
Yeah, you know, we didn't talk about Flash last week. We started talking about it, and I'm only halfway through it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like Ray Palmer.
Yeah.
I like the way he's playing him. I like his enthusiasm, and I like that he's getting his own show.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's not really his own show, but I think it's going to be based around him, is it not? It's going to be like Brave and the Bold, but it's going to be based around Adam.
Yeah, I think he's the main lead in it.
Right. I'm glad about that. He's a good character.
Which, again, we may see him start to shrink in this.
God, episode. I hope so.
That would be awesome.
And he did, in that episode, he did make reference about shrinking down. So, you did say that to me last
time. Yes, I did tell you.
Yes, you did.
And that's not the first time he's talked about miniatures. He keeps talking about miniaturization.
Yeah.
And so we're getting closer. It's like they keep teasing us with it.
Well, it's funny. When the episode opens up, you hear a buzzing sound, and I thought for sure this woman's in the car, and she just gets into the car, and you hear this buzzing sound. I'm thinking, oh, my God, he's shrunk down. And then the bees come out.
The bug-eyed bandit.
Yeah.
It's funny because I got into an argument with someone about that one. It's that they should have called her after the other DC villainess.
What's that?
Queen Bee. Which kind of makes... You know, it kind of makes sense. They also pointed out that they got way too technical. Like, well, technically, bees aren't bugs. And I'm like, look, dude, you're arguing with me when I got five articles here where the producers are saying it's the bug-eyed bandit. Why are you arguing with me about this? I didn't name the shit. You got the wrong goddamn name. Just, you know, admit it and move on.
All right, what's the big deal? At least most of the time, they're pretty spot on name people. I did like when What's-His-Face said to him, are you stuck with Adam? Or I forget how he said it.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. I got to hurry up and I got to watch Arrow because, you know, it'll be on tomorrow.
Yeah, that's, oh boy.
Yeah, so.
That's a big one. I wish you would watch it because I'm.
We can talk. Well, let's just talk about it. Well,
you know already. It's Roy's gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
He's not gone because they're already teasing him coming back.
I know. And out of all the characters to leave, why Roy?
I know. Really, I like Roy a lot. He's a good character. I think he's a little underrated, actually.
Yeah.
I think they got to let him loose a little bit.
People are just talking about, you know, possibly him teaming up with the Flash and getting, you know, some kind of pseudo Teen Titans because they're kind of both the same age.
That would be kind of cool.
I'd be cool with it. I'm just, you know, as I've said before, it's like, you know, Roy Harper is one of my favorite characters from the DC universe, so it's just like, no!
Hey, speaking of which, I don't think I know this. How old is Ollie supposed to be in the show? Do you have an idea?
Not a clue, to be honest with you.
I'll have to check it out after the show. Once you mentioned that the two of them were the same age, that got me thinking. I wonder how old he is.
Yeah, they're always kind of vague on that type of stuff. But it was a damn good episode.
Yeah, I gotta get on that. Watching all these Daredevil episodes put me behind on my other TV watching, my TV viewing.
Can't imagine why.
That and House of Cards. I was following up on House of Cards.
Great season.
Yeah, I'm only on the second season.
Oh.
Yeah, that Francis, he's something else.
Oh, it gets more twisted.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of running out of time, so you want to cover this last thing about one of the X-Men?
Yeah, oh, my God. I
don't know what to make of this. I think it was today.
It was announced today. I'm bleeding cool. And it's been
was it announced or was it leaked?
It was leaked.
Okay. Not that it makes a difference, but go ahead.
No, you go ahead, because I'm still wrapping, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around it.
Bleeding Cool posted I guess it was a couple panels, of the original X-Men. It turns out Bobby Drake is going to be, or he's gay.
And
or Jean Grey kind of outs him as gay. The thing is, what makes this kind of complicated in a weird way is that of the original X-Men, which they are displaced original X-Men. They
yep.
are our time. So we're talking the 60s era, I guess you want to say,
mm-hmm.
X-Men are in our time. And the adult Bobby Drake that's living in our time is not gay. So it's kind of a weird dynamic. Now, I mean, first of all, there's the first of Jean Grey outing him, which is really weird. Secondly, people are speculating that maybe this isn't the original X-Men, that they're maybe from another dimension. Before I continue, do we know for sure if the X-Men are going to be affected by Secret Wars, or are they not part of that?
They are part of it. Everybody's
they are or yep, not?
They are.
Okay, well, then none of this, in the end, none of this may matter.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't have
to. This feels like diversity for diversity's sake.
Yeah, and I mean, if they posted some, you know, Bleeding Cool also posted some older panels, too, that may have implied the gay thing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, if Bobby Drake is gay, I don't have a problem with that. You know, it's okay, fine, he came out, he decided he's gay. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
It's this entire time loss thing that's just. I'm like, is Bendis taking tips from Morrison in writing a story? Because my mind is just like melting in my ears right now because I can't. I'm wrecking. So his younger self is gay, but yet his current.
It's weird. Somebody else. God. Somebody, I think it might have been even in an article, said that. Is he just in an experimental phase of his life? It's just. I don't know. Like it's weird. I don't know what to make of it.
I don't, again, it's just like, if the character's gay, I don't have a problem with it, but it's just like this entire time loss thing. It's just...
It's getting to the point now. It's been going on for a long time. And I have liked up to this point. Not that the gay thing has made me not like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's now getting to, by doing this, it's now getting...
It's just silly. It's
getting convoluted, and we got to get these X-Men back to where they were, where they belong, and then it kind of evens things out, I think. It's weird. It's a weird dynamic that they got going on.
It's like, how does this affect time? Oh, God. The time stream is broken.
It is, and they can't, for whatever reason, they cannot get the original X-Men, and it's not, there is a quote-unquote reason. They can't get the original X-Men back to where they belong.
Has Bendis actually shared this information, or is he holding on to it like he did with why all the mutants lost their powers except the fucking X-Men and House of M?
I don't know, but, you know, he's ending his run, so he must have something spectacular planned.
All right, we'll just pull a Chris Claremont, leave, and have everybody else who comes on say, fucking Bendis.
It could be.
That's what they did with Claremont, with Claremont left and all the writers were like, fucking Claremont.
Yeah. Or with Secret Wars, everything just gets
wiped
clean. Yep. Yeah. Jinx.
I'm just having a hard time wrapping my head around the logistics of all this, and it's just like, it hurts me brain.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, and like I said, at this point, it's been such a long, ongoing story. It needs some sort of resolution wrapped up-ish.
Yeah, if he's gay, fine. If he's not, fine. I don't care either way. But this time loss, two of the same people, it's...
That's weird.
Younger self and older self shit.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be something like you're not supposed to meet your younger self or explode or some kind of crap.
Something like that.
No. I get the feeling it's just... What was that film with the... Oh, God. Willis. Bruce Willis? A sci-fi film. Looper. This is like fucking Looper in comics.
Oh, Looper. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right.
And it's just... My brain hurts.
So, is there anything else you want to cover? Anything else you want to bring up?
I think I just melted my brain.
The X-Men thing really did you in.
Yeah, it really did.
I'm really surprised we can even talk about the X-Men that we're allowed to.
Oh, I just got a... Well...
Oh, we're not allowed to talk about them anymore?
No, just got a cease and desist letter from Disney.
Figures.
Saying we're not allowed to talk about the Fantastic Four or the X-Men anymore.
Can we get permission from Fox to talk about them then?
Actually, yes, as long as we talk about the movie versions. God.
What do you got going on this week?
I actually just got my Hatred of S.H.I.E.L.D. just posted an article about the four agents that are woefully missing from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'd like to see on the show. Mm-hmm. And this kind of ties into another interesting thing that it's... these are all characters that were pretty much created by Steranko.
Yeah.
And they're being omitted from the show. I was at a con 2 weeks back, and I saw Steranko there.
Did you talk to him?
Didn't get a chance. He was kind of crowded and stuff, but I tried to take a picture.
Yeah.
He shooed me off.
Really?
He didn't want his picture. I mean, I wasn't going to push the issue. Yeah. I was just like, all right, you know, I'm going to respect the man's space.
Yeah.
But it was just like, it was like weird. I was just like, really?
Ooh.
Okay. I mean, I got Simon Bisley flipping me off. I'm like, all right, awesome.
Huh.
I was just like, okay, dude, I'll respect your wishes. I'm not going to be an a-hole about it.
Interesting.
But, you know, so far no backlash, but then again, I only posted it a couple minutes before we jumped on here, so I'm...
The point, and I agree with, one of the biggest points of that your article is the lack of fan service.
Yeah.
That they don't do on that show where they could just pick a name, use a name from the comics, and it would be, instead of creating all these new characters, Use a name that's already out there. And some of them, you make it's a really valid point, which DC really, to their credit, does really well.
Yeah, it's funny because I was thinking about Agent May.
Yeah.
In the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah.
The Nick Fury's ex-wife is Monica Chang.
Yes.
The second Black Widow.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they just call her Monica Chang instead of creating a brand new... Again, I'm going into semantics again, if they want to keep up with... Because the only thing we've seen so far is just pretty much current history.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care about Maria Hill. I don't care about Victoria Hand. I don't care about Daisy. I want fucking Val. I want Clay Quartermain. I want Jimmy Woo. I want Gaffer. You know, these are the characters I want.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Give me my Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., please.
Your Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes, my Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah. But, yeah, neither here nor there. We'll see, hopefully, you know, everybody's going to have to make announcements soon about what's coming back and what's not, so we'll see what happens. But, you know, I'm waiting for the fallout from that one. You know, it's just certain people have tried to dare me to post that on a Marvel page. I'm like, nope, I get enough flack from ignorant people who don't want to open up their mind. I've had enough of that for 1 week with the 2 days of arguing back and forth about, you know, the Black Johnny Storm and whether the fact that it should be a Marvel film and the Fantastic. So I've had enough of getting, you know, arguing with idiots this week.
I'm with you. I understand that. I respect that.
What about yourself?
I just put out a new internet show. New news box. You can go check that out.
Very cool, though.
Thank you very much. YFNJman.com. You can check me and Brian out at casterscorner.com.
Yes.
And you can check out all the old episodes of the Fanboy Factor podcast at fanboyfactor.com.
And also, if we're on the go, take us and go over to your iTunes and your Stitcher. Download us, but you need to subscribe.
Subscribe.
This way you can know when we have a new episode up.
Yep. Because us coming and knocking at your door is not realistic.
No, it's a lot of legwork, too.
We rather you subscribe.
Yeah, we are dedicated enough to do it. We're too lazy. We're dedicated, but...
We're tired.
We're tired. We're old.
All right, Brian. I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir, next week.